hear the word of the Lord in the book of Matthew, part of chapter 9. While he spoke these things unto them, behold, a ruler coming worshipped him, saying, My daughter is now dead, but come, lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus, arising, followed him and his disciples. And behold, a woman who was diseased with an issue of blood for 12 years, coming from behind, touched the hem of his garment. For she said in herself, If I may only touch his garment, I shall be healed. And Jesus, turning and seeing her, said, Have confidence, daughter, thy faith has saved thee. And the woman was healed from that hour. And Jesus, coming into the ruler's house and seeing the pipers and the crowd making a noise, says to them, Depart, for the damsel is not dead, but sleeps. And they laughed at him. But when the crowd was cast out, entering in, he took hold of her hand, and the damsel arose. And this fame went forth into all that land. Amen. In this story, the man who came to see Jesus at the beginning and to beg for his help, what kind of a man was he? He was a ruler. And yet, he came and it says he worshiped him. He knew that Jesus had the power of God. And what was the problem for him? What was he coming to Jesus? It's because his daughter was dead. But he knew that if Jesus would only come and put his hands on her, she would be all right again. And so Jesus came with him. But as he was coming along, a woman came from behind Jesus and touched the hem, the edge of his garment. Because she said to herself, if only I could just touch his garment, I will be well. And this poor woman had been sick for 12 years with bleeding. And as soon as she touched the Lord's garment, she was well. And Jesus turned around and looked at her and said, Daughter, have confidence. Your faith has made you well. In other words, because she believed in the Lord, then he could help her. The Lord can only help people who believe in him. Because if we don't believe in him, we don't really want his help. And he doesn't force it on us. But she believed in him. And so she was made well. And then they came to the ruler's house, and they found a lot of people making a big noise, mourning for the girl who was dead. They were playing pipes, music, sad music, and that sort of thing. And the Lord said, Why are you making all this noise? She's not dead, she's only sleeping. And they laughed at him. They thought he was wrong. But he made them all go out of the house, so it was quiet in there. And he took her by the hand, and she arose. She was well. Now, one of the wonderful things the Lord's teaching us in this story is that we don't need to be afraid of dying. Because inside our natural body, we have a perfect, beautiful spiritual body with a face and hands and legs. It's complete, and it's more perfect than our natural body. And the Lord gives us our natural body, sort of like a big, heavy winter coat for our life in this world, and it's very good for all the uses of this world. But the Lord didn't create us to just live in this world. He created us to live with him in heaven forever. And so, when the Lord sees it's the right time, he helps us take off our natural body, lay that aside, and we never put it on again. And he takes us by the hand and raises us up, and we're awake and we're alive in our spiritual body, in the spiritual world. And our spiritual body is beautiful and healthy and strong and useful. And it's wonderful to be in heaven. It's not going to be winter anymore. It's going to be springtime, a beautiful springtime forever in heaven. And so, when we die, it is like going to sleep for a little bit. And when's the right time? The Lord wakes us up. He gently takes us by the hand and lifts us up, and we're awake in the spiritual world. And that's why the Lord said, you don't need to make such a big noise. She's not dead. She's only sleeping. And sometimes it happens that people in this world die with their natural body, and the Lord wakes them up in this world again, and they live some more in this world. But everybody, every single person, the Lord always wakes us up into the spiritual world when it's the right time, where we live forever. Now, it is sad when someone we love dies, because we're not going to see them for a while. And we might love to talk with them and do things with them, and so it could be very sad. Like if a child's mother dies, for example, that's very sad. But nevertheless, the Lord knows what's the best thing for all of us, what's going to work out best for everyone, and so he carefully governs the time that we go to the spiritual world. And so, although it is sad when someone dies because we won't see them for a while, we will see them again. And in the meantime, it's much happier for them, because when we get to the spiritual world, we are never sick again. Our minds are never sick again either. Depression and all those sort of things go away. The Lord takes them away, and we're healthy and happy and useful with him in heaven. Now, the thing is, though, in order for this to work out the best, we have to believe in the Lord. We have to let him help us. In this story, the ruler of the synagogue came and worshiped Jesus. And he was willing for the Lord to help his daughter. And the woman was willing that the Lord should help her. And so he could. Everyone, good or evil, wakes up. The Lord wakes us all up into the spiritual world. But people who spend their life being selfish and not believing in the Lord, they come out with an ugly spiritual body. They've made themselves ugly and weak. And so the Lord tries to help them, but they won't have his help, and so they go to hell instead. But people who follow the Lord, who believe in the Lord in this life, the Lord makes them grow healthier and stronger every day, more graceful, more beautiful, more able to help other people. And that's what our life in this world is for, so that we can develop a beautiful, strong, healthy spiritual body with the Lord's help. So when someone dies, it is right for us to be sad that we won't see them for a while. It's like they've flown away to some far country and we can't call them on the phone or send them an email anymore for a while. But we will see them again. In the meantime, things are much happier for them, and we too are going to come see them when the Lord sees it's the right time. Amen.